Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
Some home jobs require a professional. Others we should really learn to do ourselves. One of those is learning how to hang a shelf, perhaps, or a picture. Let's start easy with a picture. Joining me now to talk through it from DIY.ie is Alan Grant. Hello, Alan.
How are you?
Starting with the... Now, there's people shouting at the radio going, they're not really going to tell us how to hang a picture, but we are, because some people, including me, find this tricky.
Yeah, because like pictures can come in all shapes and sizes and depends on what kind of frames are on them, determines what kind of weight and what you need to use to fix that. And whether you can actually, if you're a homeowner, you can actually kind of damage the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're not damaged, but you can, you don't have to ask for permission to put a hole in the wall. So there's other ones then that are damage free. So if you're in a rented apartment or a house, you can put up pictures and leave no marks. So you're not in worry of leaving your deposits with the landlord. Mm-hmm. At the end of
the okay, well, that's an issue for renters because you don't want to be damaging the place. And there is a way to hang pictures without doing damage, which I learned about very early this morning. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so there's a product called Command Strips. So they range from all different sizes that and different weights that they'll hold. So typically they start about 200 or 300 grams, which is very light. So kind of like your canvas kind of pictures, very small, kind of on the wall, right up to kind of the heavier ones, up to about 6 or 7 kg.
So they're sticky strips.
They're sticky strips. So it's like Velcro, but they're the both sides are exactly the same. So they're kind of mushroom heads, so they interlock together. So they're great for hanging up pictures like that. And you can also remove them then as well and hang up.
Can you see
pictures.
Them? Are they visible?
No, they're right behind the picture.
So
and
you
the good
can't
thing
see
is.
Them. They sound very handy.
Yeah, and they leave the wall completely clean afterwards, which is great.
And are you a fan of those now?
I am for certain things. But I think if you're in a home and it's a picture you're going to put up for a long period of time, I'm a big fan of something called a ready drive. They come in a metal one or else in a. Kind of nylon, so they screw straight into the wall, so all you need is a screwdriver and they'll hold up to 8 to 10 kgs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more for a long term
better kind of option fix, yeah. And is that what you're recommending overall for hanging pictures?
Yeah, for pictures I would, yeah, because it's sturdy, it's not going to come out, and it's a simple fix. And like literally you just walk to the wall, you have your screwdriver, your ready drive, and you screw it straight in.
Okay.
Go straight into plasterboard only, that's the only thing.
You mentioned screwdriver, but if you have a good sturdy wall, that's a manual screwdriver is not going to get you very far.
No, you will need
a drill,
yeah. So when you're going to hang up pictures, you need to know what kind of wall you're dealing with. So one way to gauge that is just give it a knock. If it's hollow, it's a drywall. So you can use like the fixings that we've just mentioned, or else if it's a hard wall, like say above a fireplace, it's going to be brickwork. So you will need a drill and you will need what's called raw plugs then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so will we start from the beginning then? Let's say we want to put up a shelf. How do we need to prep the wall first?
Yeah, first of all, you want to measure out exactly where you want it. So a lot of people will be dealing with, say, floating shelves, which are notorious for being put up crooked or else being put up and it looks well. 6 weeks later, it's slipping out from the wall. So to keep in mind, one is, what are you going to put on the shelf? What kind of weight and what kind of distance the shelf comes out from the wall? Okay, so the further it comes out from the wall, the stronger the fixings are going to need to be because it's that pressure. So if you're putting books on it, it's going to add an awful lot of tension to that fixing. So there's a great product out there. If it's a drywall, I would suggest for definitely a shelf that's called a Grippit. And they range from about 72 kg on the smaller ones up to 113. Tremendous amount
Toughies.
Of weight. Really, really good. Now, the only compromise there is you have to drill a little bit of a bigger hole. But and that's for drywall. Into brickwork, you just have your 6mm red plug. Yeah, you drill, it's like 6mm, put in the red plug and then screw your screws in.
Mm-hmm.
But to make sure...
What's a red plug now? That's not a raw plug, is it?
A raw plug,
oh,
yeah.
It is.
So they come in different colours. Like 80% of the time you'd be using the red. They come in red, blue and brown.
They're different sizes, are they?
Different sizes for different applications,
But
yeah.
You're saying go with the red one
for
a shelf.
Now, I will say, when you're buying a shelf or you're buying curtain rails or anything like that, they all come with fixings. And to be honest, the best thing you can do is put them in the bin because... Even if you're buying, say, a curtain rail that's a couple of €100, they really skimp on the fixings that come with them.
I did not know that. So you're saying go just buy them separately.
Yeah, just put them in the bin. They're not worth it. They're only going to give more and more trouble if you do go down the route of using them.
Mm-hmm. So really, what I'm hearing from you is that you have to make sure that your fixings are agreeing with the weight that you're going to put on the shelf or the weight of the picture that you're going to hang.
Exactly.
That's really important to figure that bit out first.
Yeah. And then a safety thing is know what's behind the wall, right? Yeah. So you've battens on the wall, and if you don't have a stud finder, an easy way to find out is just keep tapping on the wall, and as you move along, every 400 mil, there's a batten. So if you find one, you found the next one, because it's 400 mil from the one you found.
Okay.
But ideally, if you could use a stud finder, use a stud finder.
You mentioned about the floating shelves often being crooked and falling off the wall and so on. Deal with the crooked bit first. Where should they be positioned on the wall? Or is that just a matter of taste and choice?
Taste and choice, a lot of it is down to. But like if you can find a batten, you could screw into a batten on one of the fixings, so that's kind of home and dry on that. But if it is a shelf, just go straight to the grippet, because it's a fantastic fixing and you won't have to revisit the problem.
Okay, so the main sort of mistake that people make is it not really accommodating. So I'm going to use this shelf, I'm going to put one little small plant on it and then putting a load of books on it.
Exactly.
And it's on the ground.
And then they haven't used the right fixing at the start. So just kind of think ahead what you're going to be putting on it. Like if you put a plant on it, it weighs a certain weight when it's before it's been watered. You water it, it kind of doubles in weight. And then you say, oh God, that plant looks great. I'll put another one on, and then, you know, you're doubling the weight that you originally intended that shelf is going to carry.
And an old-fashioned spirit level, is that something that you would use?
Yeah, like just a small torpedo level. Every house should have one. They range from about $8.99 to $12.99. Very inexpensive. Don't use your iPhone kind of levels. I would recommend.
I was just going to ask you that. iPhone for measuring and for levels. I never get the measurement right using the iPhone. I don't know about you.
The iPhone, it is very accurate, right? But the thing is, like, I have an iPhone here, and there's buttons all along the side. So that's going to throw it off. It's not going to be level.
Yeah.
So it's going to tilt the phone ever so slightly. It's okay on a very small kind of shelf, but if you have a shelf maybe 3 or 4 feet long, it's when you stand back, you're going to see the problem.
So go back to the old-fashioned spirit level and the measuring tape.
Every toolbox should have one.
Okay, and other tools that we need then. So you've mentioned the roll plug setup.
The roll plugs, yeah. You should have your roll plug. Every home should have a hammer. A drill. It doesn't have to be a very expensive drill. You can pick up a drill for like $39.99, right up to the kind of the tradesman for a couple of hundred quid. But if you don't have one, I'm sure your neighbour has one.
Borrow one. Yeah. But you don't need a fancy drill, is what you're saying to me.
No, you don't. And if you borrow one, you have to give it back.
And the quality of the shelf? Does that matter?
Look, most of the shelves now on the market, you know, they wouldn't be around if they're not selling quality now. Like a lot of the retailers that sell them, they have a huge amount of range from the kind of budget right up.
All right, Alan, I'll go and get my jobs done now before the weekend. Thanks so much for coming
in.
Alan Grant from mydiy.ie.
Going green
on the Clare Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
Well, congratulations now to Liz Brady, who correctly told us that the voice we played was, of course, Jack Charlton. Liz, you have won that fabulous two-night breakaway to the Grace Westport Estate. Thanks to everyone who got in touch with the show today. If you've missed anything, don't forget, you can listen back on the Go Loud app. My thanks too to our great team, Cormac McDonough on sound, producers Helena O'Toole, Dee King and Alex Russo, research by David O'Connor, and our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane. Andrea Gilligan is coming up next with Lunchtime Live. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 9 o'clock on News Talk.